What's up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State, midweek Wednesday, folks, January 24th, 2024. Eddie Greer, your host here in Manhattan, Kansas, all things K-State sports. Your first time listening to this podcast, appreciate it for finding us, stopping by, and giving us a download and a little bit of a listen here whenever you listen to this Wednesday episode. Of course, if you missed the last couple episodes this week, go back and listen to those as well, including a recap of K-State Women's Basketball, yesterday's podcast there, so definitely go check it out. And there will be two episodes on Friday, so I'm going to get together with Alex tomorrow night, hopefully, to record a bonus episode on the Podbean channel. I've referenced the Podbean channel several times over the past week and a half. Again, if you're new subscriber to this podcast, I encourage you to go back to the last couple and do that, or feel free to listen to older episodes of this podcast from the past semester, fall, last fall, or older than that. Me and Alex will record a bonus episode talking about basketball on the men's and women's side again, and maybe sneak in for some football. We'll see what's on tap there for us to talk about tomorrow night, and then Friday, right? There will be two episodes to come out. One of those will be one of them will be a bonus episode. The big announcement from yours truly coming out on one of those. And another one's going to focus on the Chiefs in the AFC title game again for the sixth straight season on the road this time to take on the Baltimore Ravens. And we'll talk about the other one as well between the Detroit Lions, the nightcap between the Lions in a San Francisco 49ers back in the NFC title game again for like the third time in 4 years, something like that. So it's become a norm for the Chiefs, 49ers to get to this point. It's been a while for Ravens to get there. And then you have the Detroit Lions for the first time since 1991 getting to the big dog. So we'll see what happens there. We'll talk about that on Friday's episode there. It could be at least three episodes there, I count, between Friday and Saturday there, going into the weekend there as well. So a little bit of going off, especially since the big news relates to Kansas City there as well. I might be leading you on to something there. So if you've been listening to this podcast for the last week, oh gosh, then you probably know. Anyways, speaking of which, oh man, this is a mess. I'm recording this ahead of youth group here tonight over on the west side of town. So I want to get this. It's going to maybe be a little bit shorter than usual. But, of course, tonight, men's basketball on the road. A daunting task. A daunting stretch here for them. They're going to be taking on Iowa State, 23rd in team in the country, 18th apparently in the USA Today. Both of the teams coming in that matchup. Of course, K-State going on the road. Both teams are 14-4, interesting enough. And, of course, K-State right now is locked up with Texas Tech for the top spot in the Big 12. So, okay, women already sold possession of first place there on that end. And on the men, can they go on the road and do it again in much more hostile territory? And not saying, you know, Lubbock is, because we already know Lubbock's a tough place to play in. K-State should have beat Iowa State. Not Iowa State. Should have beat Tech. Well, they need to beat Iowa State if they're going to stay on top of the league. They should have beat Texas Tech the last time they're on the road. But look, I think a big key coming into this game real quick for K-State is you can't play sloppy. Early in the first half, I'm going to keep this simple. Keep it simple, stupid, right? And it's going to be one thing. Can't be sloppy. Cannot start off sloppy in this game. Please do not. And I mean, yes. I mean, Coach Tang at this point, Coach Jerome Tang, you know, obviously he wants to prepare for the long run, the March run, right? So do whatever it takes, right? Look, you should have beat Texas Tech. Okay, that's been well documented. Here, Iowa State, hostile place, another hostile territory. We know about Ames Magic over the past, like, decade. This is how I've been up here in Kansas, right? The Big 12, everywhere you go, hostile environments. And this is no exception for sure. So, look, you got to have your guys, your big dogs play well at a high level. You know what you're going to get from Kuluma. Ken Carter's got to stay on the floor. Tyler Perry has to. And we're going to... this is just me. And I've heard everybody else's opinions. This is just me. He needs to shoot the ball well. You're going to have a chance to win your role players. You know, Gasson, Diddy Ames coming off the bench, Will McNair Jr., something like that. We know McNair's effort is right there, 100% every night. So, in my opinion, anyway, so you got to bring intensity, because you don't. And you play behind an 8-ball against Iowa State, it tends to lose. So, so long, you not. And we've seen some hella games in the past between Kansas State and Iowa State every time we go to Ames. Every single time we go up there, these games seem to go down to the wire, and it's a couple plays here and there that are the difference. Just like Texas Tech a couple weeks ago. So, if K-State don't do what it needs to do, it's going to be a long night for them. This is going to be 8 tips. So, I'm actually going to catch the majority of this. I'll probably straight from youth group here to catch the second half, it looks like. Yeah, so... yeah, primetime game, it's going to be on ESPN2, Chucky Kemp, Key McClure, one of my favorite color analysts in the college game, Kyle Bender, that's the producer, but anyways, Chucky Kemp, Key McClure, you know those guys, we listened to them before, one of the parents of the Big 12 on ESPN, Key McClure, I think, I really like his analysis there. Have not gotten to listen to his podcast at all yet. That's the same as plug there on that front. But look, it's pretty much straightforward. You cannot play sloppy. It just can't. You just can't do it. So hopefully we'll see what happens tonight. K-State looking to stay on the heels of Texas Tech. If they can get by Iowa State, this is a quad one win. Obviously. Anybody here can tell you that for sure. So, look, you missed out on a quad one win. You got one at home against Baylor. You squeaked by Oklahoma State at home, in which that was a dogfight there. I kind of underestimated a little bit, and I know better than that. But look, every game's a dogfight, and Case is gonna have to find a way to come out of there on the right side this time. So we'll see what happens tonight. They will have a postcast on tomorrow. Obviously, tomorrow's going to be all about the men's basketball team, unless something else additional to that comes up here within the K-State pod. Part of the K-State podcast, Pro Project Podcast, K-State University. Obviously, Chris Kleiman's name's been coming up in the mix. That's a good transition here on the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Game day for K-State men's basketball later tonight, just after 8. Against Iowa State in primetime on ESPN2. Cannot wait to come home to watch the rest of that basketball game. Okay, so Chris Kleiman, right? His name, and it goes back to really last year. His name was in for a couple coaching jobs, right? And again, same thing. And recently, I think it was the offseason before this past year that he signed a long-term extension. I think it was this year. I want to say one of the two, but either way, he signed an extension to remain K-State's head coach. Even he said it himself that I want to be here long-term. So, kind of find it interesting that his name continues to pop up among other college head coach openings, right? Recent ones, I wasn't aware of the Washington deal there. Obviously, he comes from, Kleiman, coming from championship program North Dakota State, which is obviously in another college divisional two round there as well. So, you know, how are you going to keep? I mean, next year, obviously, Avery Johnson era will continue to begin next year, or this upcoming year, I should say, now that we're in 2024 as well. So, I mean, look, Chris Kleiman, you're coming off of a solid seasons. Coming off of a Big 12 championship 2 years ago in another 9-win season this past year. And you got one of the young bright stars, Avery Johnson, along with a couple young talent as well coming back for this team next year. So you're losing some productivity there within the program too. So we'll see what happens. It's interesting. Every year his name continues to pop up in coaching searches there as well. But he's going to, as far as I know, unless a curveball decides to throw his way, Chris Klieman's here to stay. So mark it. January 24, 2024, just after 5:30 here in the podcast. Yeah, mark it, folks. All right, and we're going to end. And, of course, we're going to touch on it. That just came out. We'll touch on K-State baseball tomorrow, part of the episode, along with the postcast of the results of K-State's tilt with Iowa State on the road. Ben Sinnott, his name popped up on the PFF yesterday on one of the Twitter handles there. A grade of 75 tight ends this past year in the country there. And he's gonna be a hot commodity there. He has to be top three tight ends going into the NFL draft. Cooper Beebe, yet one of the better linemen in the country. Obviously, their names were honored for their work in the classroom yesterday to the 2023 Academic All-America football team as selected by the College Sports Communicators did yesterday there. Both players were named Productivity First Team, and both were honored for the first time in their Kansas State careers. Marked the first time since 2018 that the K-State squad had two players earn Academic All-American status in the same season, in just the sixth time in program history. Cooper Beebe designation comes on the heels of being the finalist of the Campbell Trophy, which is often referred to as the Academic Heisman, quote-unquote. Additionally, he is one of four players in the nation to be named a consistent All-American. We said we've covered that on this podcast somewhere. Go back to our Pro Project podcast feed to find that there. I believe it's earlier this month, to be exact, there as well. He was the first to do so as far as K-State there. Beebe, in his K-State career, 3.83 GPA in social studies. In curriculum as well, apparently. Was a finalist for the Outland Trophy, semifinalist in Lombardi. And was a 2023 Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year. He is from Kansas City, Kansas. Beebe finished his K-State career playing 51 games, 48 of them. He started, including each of his final 45 games there as well. Again, another nugget for the Cooper Beebe resume to K-State. So obviously his younger brother will be here for a couple more years as well. So the Beebe tradition continues, kind of like the Lockett tradition. Sterling Lockett, for those that don't know, the younger phenoms to obviously Tyler Lockett, who's still doing it in the NFL for the Seahawks, Kevin and Aaron Lockett, as well as hit a long history of Lockett's here as well. So the Beebe tradition also continues there with Cameron. Yeah, I think it's Cameron, I think. I don't want to get it wrong. But he'll be here. He'll stay here for a few years there as well. And also, Cooper wanted to play with his brother there as well as part of the decision why. I know he said that in a couple other K-State podcasts as well. Going back earlier, back in the fall of 2023, he said that as well. Flipping the script to Ben Sinnott, who declared for the NFL draft a few months ago. Majored in marketing, 3.81 GPA. He is from Waterloo, Iowa. 2023 honorable mention All-American by Phil Steele, in addition to earning all Big 12 first team honors. Each of the last two seasons, he has finished his K-State career tying for the most touchdowns by a tight end for Kansas State, 10, which ranks third among positions in receptions, 82, and fourth in receiving yards with over 1,138. There as well, Ben Sinnott in 2023, a semifinalist for the John Mackey, recorded the most season single receptions, 49, receiving yards, 676, and receiving touchdowns, 6, by a tight end in school history, marks that each ranked in the top 5 nationally in that position group. And looks like both players, again, will rev up their path to the NFL draft next week. Part of the Senior Bowl, which will be going down next week as well. So, them, Beebe, Sinnott, and a whole lot of other college seniors, and even, I think, juniors as well. Is it Senior Bowl? Duh, what am I thinking? I'm thinking of, like, other bowl, but this is... Ben Sinnott is technically not not a senior going in. He's a junior, so me and him, right? But anyways, they're part of the senior. He's part of the Senior Bowl. He's going to be part of that. I'm pretty sure he ain't the only underclassman that's going down there. To try to perform well, rise their stock up a little bit more so they can get drafted in the upcoming April, coming up in 2024, part of the 2024 NFL Draft. And so it's a lot to look forward to right there on that front. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. I said that in 30 seconds. Hosting the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Appreciate you for stopping by. Give us a listen here today. We're a part of the family of K-State Podcast. Yes, I do add that in there all the time. That's the Power Cat Podcast. Bosco's boys got three more Aggieville Alley Cats in there, and a couple more other, and I think one more pod as well. Make sure you give those a listen as well. I know a majority of those, probably for the exception, Aggieville Alley Cats is like ours pretty much, but Power Cat Podcast, three more. They have guys covered it before. Three more has John Kurtz on there, who has covered a team for a lot of years, doing his own thing now. Cole Manbeck covered the team for a while as well. Derek Young still covers the team, so a lot more insight there, closer to the team right there. Obviously, Tim Fitzgerald on the Power Cat Podcast. Long-time K-State follower of football and basketball there. Best you can get right there here in Manhattan, Kansas. All the coverage there as well. So if you're living here in Manhattan, you're getting all the coverage. But Kansas City, and again, I'm leaning to where I'll be announcing on Friday, but not trying to spoil it. But again, KC, Kansas City, Missouri, KC Mo, you're going to get a lot more coverage. Again, we're all things K-State sports here on this podcast. Y'all about to get a lot more along with Remo as well. So again, I'm continuing to lead people here what I'm going to be talking about come Friday. But Now I lost the train of thought what I was going to do. Yes, we're going to check out the men's basketball standings, Big 12, to close out this episode here on Wednesday, January 24, 2024. Again, Texas Tech and K-State tied at the top right now. And then you have, now it's a two-way tie, looks like, for second. Oh, now, flip it. We don't want that conference up on the screen. We want this one. All right, so you have Houston, KU, now tied for second. And then it's Baylor, Iowa State, tied for third there, 3-2. Oklahoma State, TCU. It's a logjam now for everywhere else there. All the way to UCF, 3-3 there. And then BYU to West Virginia. Cincinnati in a sandwich, 2-4 sandwich. Oklahoma State continues to be winless in the Big 12 Conference here in 2023-24 at 0-6. Yeah, again, kind of the round circle today for this podcast. Look, back to basketball. You know what you have to do if you're K-State here. And I'm going to try to pull a note here for this game. Hang on a second. Here, Yeah, so let's see. If I may here, let's see. Yeah, so, yeah, if K-State, again, they're going to be playing, again, Iowa State's head coach, T.J. Otzelberger, right? these teams, once again, they're not the hands full. They're on the road and going back before the season started. I'll just throw this out here. Iowa State was picked just behind K-State 7th in the Big 12 preseason coaches poll before the season started. Cyclones last year, 19-14, 99-99 in Big 12 play, did get to the NCAA tournament. So again, this record right here, 99. This has been thrown around on broadcast and even on K-State, other K-State podcasts too. 99. That's what you need, right? 99, right? K-State, you get a win against Iowa State tonight, you're halfway there. Getting five wins, right? So that's kind of the mark, especially in a league like this, top to bottom. Yes, I know Oklahoma State, I said they're winless, but Oklahoma State scared the crap out of Kansas State over the weekend here in Bramlage, and could have won that game. But K-State, once again, have we seen from the men's side all year long, pull something, a rabbit out of the bucket, and win the ball game, right? So yeah, I mean, any given night, but yeah, K-State can get the 9 wins. Yeah, it assures them of a berth, at least. I mean, but again, it goes back to the top, what I said at the top of this episode. K-State Nation, right? You get Iowa State's ranked right now. You win. That's another quad one win for you. So if Villanova continues to trend in the right direction, look, you need Villanova to win games. You need a couple of those teams to win games. But, hey, you beat Iowa State on the road. That's another quad one win for you. That looks good on your resume. We talk about, between myself and Alex Aiden in the past, when it comes to basketball on the show, that you have to, right, you have to win. Opportunity presents itself for K-State, a golden opportunity for K-State tonight. Yes, Iowa State, they're going to bring it and whatnot. You should know by now what it is. Big 12, it's rugged. You're going to get the best shot every night, especially on the road. K-State got an opportunity. You beat Iowa State tonight, you're halfway home to 9 wins. So I think Alex mentioned it on the last podcast, on the last bonus episode, actually, really, as well. 9-9, that's the key mark for K-State. There, anything less than that, you're playing with fire there, getting in the NCAA tournament. But again, we have those big ranked teams there, right there in front of you. That's another opportunity for a bonus check for K-State enlarging their NCAA hopes. So we'll see what happens tonight later on at 8 Eastern. Not 8 Eastern. Oh, my goodness. 8 Central Time. I know better than that. 8 Central Time on ESPN2. Kansas State, Iowa State, a pair of 14-4 teams going at it. Of course, K-State right now has the better record, Big 12 record, by a game over Iowa State. We'll see if they can keep it. Or can Iowa State do something? But K-State, on our end, K-State, they need to go up there and battle, and we'll see what happens on the other side. Game probably is going to be over or just after 10, somewhere in there, here Central Time, locally. So we'll see what happens in Ames tonight. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available 4 or 5 times a week whenever we do post Kansas State content again. Me and Alex, I will get a hold of him here right when I jump off of here. Hopefully, we'll get together and record another bonus episode on the Podbean channel again. I know we have our main podcasts on there on the Podbean channel along with it, but there's another Project podcast that is me. That has my first name initial on it, Eddie Greer, E D D I E G R I E R. You can type that in there, you'll find that E in that channel there. I have to get that upgraded so I can finally get a hold of posting these things, because there's a lot to listen to there. I just haven't gotten around to, because life and all that other stuff. I know it sounds like excuses, but again, when I get a hold of the Podbean channel, I'll work on that. And when I do, all those episodes that have been recorded on that channel will be posted for your listening. So definitely go subscribe to that channel. I know there's 3 little episodes on there. Go check that. I don't think I posted the one 2 weeks ago. Maybe I'll just post that one. I did a Sports Saturday, K-State Sports Saturday, a recent one. I might post that. We'll see. We'll see about that. But yeah, go back to, but for the main channel, though, we're still on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to this, your favorite podcast. You're first on listening to the pod. Appreciate it for stopping by. We will be posting throughout the rest of the week. We got it lined up. Postcast tomorrow. We'll talk K-State baseball on tomorrow's episode and Friday. We'll see what pops up. But we, along with, so it could be 3 episode day, but I got to go. I actually got to go on the road back to Kansas City to take care of an important deal on that front. So, well, actually, I will get it in, because that'll be in the morning, and then I will reel off these podcasts. So definitely make sure you subscribe. Busy week for the Pearl Project Podcast coming up as we continue here, as we are in the second half of the first month of the 2024 campaign. That's going to wrap things up on this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Appreciate y'all for giving us a listen. And of course, if you're a K-State fan, make sure you spread the word to your fellow K-State friends as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. I hope I'll talk to him tomorrow night. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll see what happens up in Ames later on tonight.